Given Luvinda rescued by police following reports of alleged abduction, government warns low insurance uptake threatens Africa's economic stability, and Kenyan authorities paid trolls to threaten Gen Z protesters, Amnesty says. These are the stories making headlines this evening.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mutonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. And now the news in detail. Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu says peer faction acting president Given Luvinda has been rescued by the Zambia police following reports of his alleged abduction. Mr. Mwimbu says the police are investigating a video showing Mr. Luvinda being dragged out of a lodging facility in Kabwe, adding that the matter is being treated with the utmost urgency. He said anyone found to have broken the law will face the full force of the law.
Let me state in the strongest terms possible that Zambia Police Service will investigate this matter with the utmost urgency. Anyone found to have broken the law will face the full force of the law. I'm in contact with the Inspector General of Police, who has assured that this matter is being treated with the urgency it deserves. I also want to inform the nation that Honorable Given Luvinda is safe and was rescued by Zambia Police at the scene of this very unfortunate incident.
Earlier, Borokoso PF Member of Parliament Brian Mundobile said he had received reports from Kabwe suggesting that acting PF faction leader Given Luvinda has been abducted by individuals he claims to be suspected UPND cadres. Mr. Mundobile says the reports he received indicated that Mr. Luvinda was allegedly brutalized by the group, which is said to have interrupted his meeting with party officials.
We have received some very disturbing reports from Kabwe that Honorable Given Luvinda has been abducted. He's been brutalized by suspected UPND cadres who interrupted his meeting, the meeting that he was having with party officials, after which they severely brutalized Honorable Luvinda with all those that had accompanied him, and later abducted him and sped off in a pickup whose details were yet to avail to the police.
And Citizens First President Harry Calabar has strongly condemned the brutal attack and abduction of Mr. Luvinda, saying the attack is not only disturbing but represents a dangerous and unacceptable shift in the political culture.
This new culture, whether of abduction, harassment or intimidation, must be nipped in the bud immediately, for it tarnishes Zambia's image in the eyes of the international community and undermines our long-standing reputation as a beacon of peace and democracy in the region. I call upon the UPND leadership to publicly and decisively denounce all acts of political violence and ensure that perpetrators are brought to book, regardless of their political affiliation. This violence must stop now. It has the potential to further escalate an already charged political environment, risking chaos and instability as the nation heads towards next year's general election.
Meanwhile, UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Emenda has dismissed the allegations, stating that it is implausible for anyone to conclusively claim UPND involvement, noting that a real abductor would not wear UPND regalia.
Somebody said by UPND cadres, how did that person know? You mean if they wore uniform and then they went to abduct? There's a lot of maligning going on, manipulating, maligning, trying to implicate UPND. I'm just suspicious. But for somebody to start playing this on social media, blaming UPND, has been abducted. How does he know UPND? Does it make sense? You want snap, you don't want to be identified, but you go and wear the regalia so that everybody knows this thing is shit. Just a minute, even you use some common sense.
Government has revealed that the uptake of insurance products across Africa remains worryingly low, posing a threat to the continent's economic stability and long-term development. Speaking at the second annual International 2025 CEOs Summit in Lusaka, Ministry of Finance and National Planning Acting Permanent Secretary for Economic Management and Finance, Akapelwa Imwiko, has noted that the continent's future hinges on how effectively its insurance, banking and telecommunications industries collaborate to drive financial inclusion. Mr. Imwiko has stressed that the insurance sector provides essential risk mitigation and long-term capital required for major infrastructure and development projects.
I am informed that the uptake of insurance products remains very low in Africa and other regions, and especially I'm told in sub-Saharan Africa, Zambia and Kosovo. I'm sure this is the same in many other countries where we're coming from. So it is also a feature that we really need to focus on. I therefore urge all of us today, as global experts and as architects of the transformation, to think beyond our sectors and traditional boundaries to see how we can find a lasting solution.
And Kenya Reinsurance Corporation Chairperson Eric Gambo echoed these sentiments, saying the summit comes at a critical time for the continent's financial sector. Meanwhile, Corporation's Managing Director, Dr. Hilary Wachinga, observed that with insurance penetration still relatively low across Africa, there is a pressing need to grow the insurance portfolio and increase its contribution.
As you may be aware, insurance penetration remains relatively low across our chosen market. Insurance assets, again, as you may be aware, contribute less than 10% of our GDP, which is significantly dwarfed by contributions from both banking and telecommunications to the wealth of these nations. There is clearly an urgent need to grow insurance portfolio and increase its contribution to not only resilience but value of global economies. Insurance should not be a footnote but the main driver of economic transformation.
Parliament has rejected a private member's motion moved by Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe, who had urged the government to establish livestock farming blocks in provinces with low cattle numbers. Debating the motion, Mr. Kangombe highlighted disparities in cattle distribution, noting that provinces such as Northwestern and Northern have some of the lowest livestock populations compared to Southern Province. He stated that establishing farm blocks could spur rural development and create jobs.
Madam Speaker, what is our current population in terms of cattle stock? We are looking at a figure of around 5.1 million, Madam Speaker. And even as we look at that 5.1 million, Madam Speaker, you will realize that in terms of distribution, which provinces account for the highest number, you will realize, Madam Speaker, that the current $27 billion gross domestic product has got huge potential to grow even to $30 billion.
However, Fisheries and Livestock Minister Peter Kapala opposed the motion, emphasizing that existing farm block programs, infrastructure upgrades and restocking initiatives are already sufficient to boost livestock production and attract private investment.
The House may wish to note that the national cattle population has declined by 21% due to increased immortality associated with the 2023-2024 draft. To mitigate these effects, my ministry has strengthened livestock development initiatives, including stocking and restocking programs aimed at rebuilding the national herd towards the target of 7 million by 2027.
And First Deputy Speaker Malungo Chisangano ultimately rejected the motion, stating that government policies and programs already address the concerns raised by the MP. The Socialist Party has called on government to urgently increase funding to the sanitation sector in order to curb the persistent outbreak of cholera in the country. Speaking on the Socialist Hour program, Party Secretary General Dr. Cosmas